Blog Talk Radio.
Mad or glad Monday around the world. Welcome. Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. And I know that Joe would have agreed with the statement that President Trump made today about the medical profession. And we praise him for it. And I agree with him. And we said it months ago, and we'll echo it today, saying that this guy Fauci and all the other doctors are a disaster. And he's so right. You know why they're a disaster? Mr. Tell you why, sir. Because they're narrow-minded. They have not reached out to the holistic healing world. Many of those doctors are medical doctors, and they believe in both ways. And that's what we need to fight this virus. Now, according to John Hopkins, if you believe all the news, which I don't believe at all, but I know that a lot of it is true, 8 million people now, according to Hopkins, have the virus in this country, and over 200,000, according to them, have. Now, a lot of those people, keep in mind, have medical conditions. So you gotta calculate that too. But this at the hands of the medical profession and the hospitals. How many people felt ill, went to the hospital, and fell worse, got worse, and died? You know? How many people have gotten ill and have died at the hands of holistic healers? Those statistics are not available. I'd like to hear them. We need to change this system. There's talk today about Medicare on the part of Biden and the President Trump. Mr. Trump, please, you need to bring in the holistic doctors. Let Medicare pay for it, especially now with this virus going around. We need to change this system and modify it and give people a choice, give them a better chance so that we can embrace the natural healing and protection. So we hope that, we gave birth to the idea months ago, along with a lot of doctors on YouTube, that the medical profession has failed us. They've done a horrible job. Now you, Mr. President, have brought that out. I think that's a big plus. I think it's a big step forward toward getting holistic healing into the mainstream of society. That's what we need. It should be in all the hospitals. And believe me, there's a lot of doctors who would come in, and many of them would give their time for a lot less money than is being spent on your regular conventional doctor. So there you have, I hope, inner sight hopes, a beginning. The statement by President Trump that this guy Fauci, it's not just him, entire medical profession that don't recognize holistic healing and aren't standing up and applauding it and fighting for it. As healers, they should be admonishing the government and the AMA to allow this healing to become mainstream. So we applaud the president for it. We're not telling you who to vote for, but I think it's a big step forward in the right direction, and hopefully we'll keep it going. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, and you know, to me, it's a, and to millions of us, it's a mad that the that so many people have become ill, and the medical profession hasn't treated them, insulting their colleagues. A lot of them are colleagues, they're medical doctors, and finding out, well, you know, what do you recommend? What can we do? What do you suggest? So that's a definite mad for me. You know, you go to a doctor and they send you to the hospital and you get worse, and the breathing problems and all that stuff. No one is going to get out of this world alive. We know that. But people should die from organs being old and worn out, not from disease. Big difference. So rescue these people, President Trump. Let the holistic healing come in, especially now. Supposed to be an emergency? Well, where's the emergency? If a person wants to go to a different doctor and doesn't have the money and the insurance doesn't pay for it, they should pay for it now. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. By the way, we'll try to have the phones open in a little bit. 213-816-1650. And brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue. And it was pointed out to me that the animal control rescued an Akita in New York City. And I definitely believe that the Big East Akita rescue had something to do with that. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, 609-388-7004, phone number. Check them out. And adopt an Akita. Greatest dog on the planet. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, all the beautiful children. Watch out for them. Take care of them. Go an extra mile for that child. And remember Corey, Avante, Ollie Campbell, little Tommy, and to mention a few who have left us and gone to a better place. Around the world, Inner Sight, nobody starved on Long Island. My buddy Gary, need dog food, cat food? Give Gary a call. 631-484-3085. And he has veterinarian services sometimes too. So, got to ask him about that. If you're disabled, let Gary know, and he's been known to deliver the food for you, for your animal. All right? And it doesn't have to be a service dog. It could be any dog or cat. All right. Around the world, Inner Sight, and the new information up on our Facebook, and we've gotten, I understand, quite a response. Why don't the service dogs schools extend their training for people who want it to include the virus detection in the dog? Dogs have been instrumental detecting virus, so that should be pursued, definitely. Inner Sight, reminds you, and Inner Sight puts it out there. License the guide dog school. See, if they were licensed now, and the disabled person wanted that training, you could get it. Or you could fight them on it. See why it's important to have a law, especially now, when there's an emergency situation going on. It's more important to have a law now than it was before. Because now you need more protection. All right, go to the Inner Sight Facebook and you can read our post. Sign the petition to change.org. Around the world, Kennedy Realty, my buddy. You can buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information. Dial up Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186, and his office in Islip, New York. You can call him over there. And he's also operating, if need be, on with his cell phone. So if you call that number, 631-888-1186, usually he has the cell phone available on that number. All right, let's see. Around the world, some of our friends, Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, TuroLawCenter.com, all friends that have helped us and appreciate that. So we give them a plug. All right, let's see. What else? Around the world, if we get our co-host in here, maybe we can get her to do the Able News, so we'll hold off on that. Mad or Glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about. I'll tell you one thing I'm mad about, that this virus now is coming back, the so-called third wave, so they say, you know. And as you heard from our nursing home advocate back in the someone brought it into the nursing home where her mom is. So you see, one of the worst things, and this is a mad, one of the worst things is when people don't learn from their mistakes. Now here's a situation where the governor brought in people with the virus, allowed people to go out and come back in, bring the virus into the nursing homes. We don't know. I don't even know how many have died in New York. I think it was 10,000 or something. But the point is, learn from your mistakes. You know, when the thing calmed down, why didn't he get the people out? There's programs. They're horrible, but they're there. Programs to help people in the nursing home. And the politician didn't make one damn move to get the people out. So that's got to be one of the worst situations, a real mad, that they're not learning. The same ridiculous thing with the doctors and the medical profession. All these people ill, and they're not learning. They're not realizing, hey, something's wrong here. We're not doing it. We're not helping these people. We got to do something about this. You know, who else does healing? Who else? Who's this guy, Gary Knoll, talking on the radio? Is he real? Does he know what the hell he's talking about? Let's check him out. Let's see if he's really healthy. That's what they should do. You know, ask him to come into the office, check him, see that he's real. Is this guy for real or is this guy a phony? You know? And then if he's for real, then see if he'll help, you know, and be open-minded. It's the worst kind of situation. Think you know it all, and you fall right on your ass, and people die. And you find out you don't know a damn thing. And it's happening now. And I'll tell you another thing that I believe is very bad. These stupid masks. See, what they should have is get these holistic people along with the medical profession to formulate a spray. You know, that when you go out, before you go out, you spray your face. You know, keep it away from your eyes or something. We have to be gentle. Spray your face. That kills virus. Now, oil of oregano kills virus. You can put that around your mouth and your nose. A spray can be developed containing oil of oregano, maybe a few other things. You spray that, and, you can formulate a spray that hopefully can last for 8-10 hours. Or if not, you may have to spray a second time during the day. Spray your hands. Now you don't need a mask, because the mask is inhibiting people's breathing. One of the basic health things, and a lot of doctors agree on this, is deep breathing for the lungs. If you can't do deep breathing, you're never going to be healthy. You've got to exercise and move those lungs. Deep breathing. That's one of the things that singers do, and with the diaphragm and all that. So there you have another piece of this. People wearing masks, inhibiting their breathing. How many people do you hear that you hear them say, "Oh, I can't breathe with this mask on," and it's so damn true. Well, you do a lot better with a spray that could be formulated, you know. And when I go out in the morning, and I go into the cafe, when I'm eating my breakfast, you got to take the mask off. But then I take my oil of oregano and I smear it all over my lips. I squirt a little bit in my nose, and I squirt one drop in my mouth, and I swallow it with water. Now, then when I put my mask on, I notice what a difference in the breathing. You know? But it would be even better if I didn't have to put the mask on, because the mask absorbs the oil of oregano. It's better if my skin absorbs it and my tissues. So these masks are really inhibiting people. I really believe they're making people worse, because that deep breathing is so important. And another thing I heard recently on the news, outdoor air. You know, outdoor air needs to be brought into these places. Much healthier. Well, it makes sense. Who made outdoor air? God, right? Fresh air. You hear all the old time. My grandpa used to say, "Go out and get the fresh air." You know, and he lived to be 104. So don't tell me. He must have done something right. And of course, his homemade wine, a glass of wine a day, didn't help. That didn't hurt either. But fresh air. Get that air into these places. Stop with this stupid air conditioning and these filters that don't work. inner sight reminds you, man, a glad Monday. You know, we've got to reform this system and change it. And anybody who is going to be in the White House, if they don't step up and start doing it, this country is going to get worse. I'll tell you right now. A sort of a half glad on the stimulus. I heard on the news that Ms. Pelosi and Mr. Mnuchin, who's this Treasury Secretary, head guy with the money, talked, and they, according to CNBC, they've made progress, so they're supposed to talk again tomorrow. Let's hope that that holds. It has to hold. If these politicians care about people, it will hold. So we'll see what happens with that. But, you know, of this virus and what they could do, here's another idea. If they can get together with the holistic doctors, formulate a spray, see, that you can, as we mentioned a few minutes ago, that you can spray on your face, your hand, and also formulate a liquid, like a tonic, that people can take once a day. Now, to help the business people who are losing their business, them sell this spray and this tonic, and let Medicaid and Medicare pay for it. It's supposed to be an emergency, isn't it? Let them pay for it. Can you imagine all these business people who can now sell this and also operate their regular business? They can make money on this spray. That might very well save their business, because that's the main thing now. You know, people can use this spray, and they're going to go back, and they're going to go to another store, and all the stores have it. Wouldn't that help the business people, and at the same time kill off the virus or make it so if a person gets it, it would be so mild that you could shake it off in a couple of days? That's the key here. That's really what the bottom line is. Anybody can get virus. You can't stop people from getting a virus. You can't. It's all over. But you can minimize it. You can weaken it and make it so damn weak that, you know, it's in your body and you fight it off and it's gone. So every business establishment should be selling this spray. You'd have to come up with a name for it, and the liquid that you take, you know, with your meal, tablespoon. There's an idea how to keep people in business. You know, all right. InnerSight has a lot of good ideas. But the politicians have to make them work. Matt, a glad Monday. And so far, we don't have our phones. I don't know where our engineer is, but we'll have to make it through no matter what. InnerSight makes it through no matter what. Around the world. And let's see, tomorrow night's open mic. Wednesday night, we may have a show called The Politicians Don't Live in Our World, meaning the disabled. Thursday night, I don't know, we'll do something else. Friday is the funnies. We got the funnies on Friday night, so you come around Friday, you hear a lot of crazy stuff, you know. All right, around the world, in a site, if you're trying to call in, we apologize. What you can do is call the Inner Sight number and leave a comment, and we will retrieve it and broadcast it tomorrow night. Inner Sight number 631-224-3090. Reached out today to the Democratic person who, I'm not even going to mention her name because I don't know, you know, if they're going to be with us or not.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Reached
Hi.
Out to the Democratic.
Listen.
Reached out to the Democratic person running for re-election state senate. Had a conversation with her aide. Well, let's see if they're going to respond to Inner Sight. Stand up with us. And I told them about the system that doesn't work. It needs to be changed.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens. All right, Inner Sight. Any phone call? How's the board look? Anything?
We have Maureen and we have Caroline.
Caroline?
Yes. And Maureen.
Oh, all right. Let's take a call from Caroline, and we'll get to Maureen.
All right, hang on a second.
Inner Sight Live.
That, I want to tell you we hit 99,050 something. Hold on, let me
all
look.
Right.
Give me the exact amount. Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, we're moving up.
Yes, we are. I thought you would appreciate that before we hit Caroline. Okay, here she is.
All right, yeah, Caroline on Inner Sight. Live.
Hi, Mr. Perino,
hi,
Mr. Van, and everybody. How
hey.
Are you?
Hi.
You never
good,
told
good.
Me your new dog's name. I know you had Windsong, but what's the new dog's name?
Charabelle.
Yeah? What?
Charabelle.
What's your
but
new
it's Corbell.
Just Corbell, that's cute. How is it? Good?
It's pretty too. Oh, God.
What?
Yes.
Is it a good doggie?
Yeah, she's good. She's a good girl.
Aww.
I love her.
Keeps me alive.
I loved Windsong. If you loved Windsong, you'll love Belle.
I told you, I still have the picture. I have the picture in my wallet. And I always forget to send you a copy, but I do have it. You had a striped shirt with an elephant tusk around your neck, Mr. Perino, and a hat. Like a... You had a striped shirt, a elephant tusk.
Yeah, that's my rebel hat.
And it was
yeah.
a summer hat. Yeah. And I was heading Windsong. I always forget to send a copy. Where do you want me to send it to Silo or Miss Suzanne?
No, send it to the Associated Press and tell them it's Guide Dog Month, that they wouldn't give her the medal.
Yeah, good idea. That's a good idea, actually.
What's it called, the organization again?
Associated Press.
Associated Press. Never received her. Never received her medical, and she's since passed on.
Yeah. It's Guide Dog.
Oh.
That's all. Yeah.
Send it to Associated Press and tell them it's Guide Dog. It's National Guide Dog Month, and they wouldn't give my her medical.
It's good for coming from an outside source.
What'd you
that's
say, Caroline?
Horrible.
Yeah, well,
I said,
that's
give her a medicine. I don't understand this cruelty. I don't understand this at all.
There's
well,
no law.
Needless to say, I was trying to help him get medical when he could just go to, you know, a simple, you know, animal medical center that's set up with a grant that's supposed to provide, supposed to, you hear the operative word, everybody? Supposed to provide that for people who are, quote, associated with the schools. But if you're not associated with the schools, and I have to say this, really say this, this is really deplorable, okay? It's not only the sake of the disabled person that you're really putting cruelty to, you're putting the animal at risk. Okay, that's just like saying when he got a letter from them saying, you know, I couldn't read it, by the way, and nor could Joe at the time, nor could Frank. His girlfriend had to read it, and it wasn't, you know, the easiest to hear, you know, let alone, you know, understand that his dog was a pet. A pet, my butt. So that's like saying, oh, you know, Mr. Perino, you are not blind. That's what it's saying.
Well, there's no law to protect
you,
so they get away with it.
Obviously. They get away with murder that way.
That's what it's all about.
I suppose. But you know what? I'm not going to say anything about that because I intend on just the whole New York area. I want to apply to all the schools just for shits and giggles, just to say I did, for the heck of it.
All right, let Caroline. Caroline's the guest. Let her talk. What's on your mind, Caroline? Matt or Glad Monday?
What is the subject about today?
Mad or Glad
the beginning.
Monday? Anything you're mad about or anything you're glad about?
Oh, well, I'm mad that your dog Windsong is not here. I really liked that dog. It was so well behaved. That's what I'm mad about.
Yeah, me too.
She was a good dog. She really was. If you like Windsong, you'll like Daredevil.
The movie once called All Dogs Go to Heaven, so I guess she's in there. She's in heaven with all the other dogs.
Yeah,
she'll be waiting for Frank.
She's very angelic.
And all of that, and sunrise and all of that. She'll be waiting.
So.
Yeah.
How are you doing? Are you still in that that shelter?
Hello. Excuse me. Did I say that?
Yes, please get me out of here, Frank.
Yeah, I wish I could. You need the money.
Is there any room in there in your doghouse with your new dog?
Doghouse?
Yeah, right.
No, you don't go in a doghouse, sweetie.
Doghouse.
I wish there was.
Dogs in my house.
I wish I had room.
Does she sleep on the bed with you, Mr. Perino?
No.
No.
No, on the floor in, like, her little bed?
Yeah. Yeah, she's got her rug, you know.
You have to have the habit of putting the dogs on the bed.
Does she wake you up at 3 a.m. or anything like that to go outside?
She wakes me up early, but not 3 a.m.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
She'll come in my room and start talking to me.
Oh, yeah. What does she do?
I give her breakfast in the morning.
Aww.
You know, she'll wake me up.
Are they allowed to eat scrambled eggs, Mr. Perino, or dog food? Are they allowed to eat table food?
You could give them table food.
Yeah, you can.
Really?
It depends on what you give them, too.
Oh.
Seriously, it depends on what you give them. If you give them something that's healthy for them, then they're going to do well. If you give them something that's not healthy, just like humans, then they're not going to do well. Like,
organic
be an example,
is better.
Yeah. Organic is better. Now, my dogs did horribly because everybody and their brother decided to feed my dogs and except for good stuff, you know, and it was horrible. I ended up finding a way to get control of them again and feed them properly, but it was too late, you know. That really bothered me. You know, they're not with me anymore. That's something that I feel bad about, really bad about, you know.
All right, so what else, Caroline?
Oh, I don't know. I want to hit the lottery already, but I can't.
How long have you been in the shelter?
Too long. It's about 2 weeks. They shuffle us around a lot, and I don't really like it because we have to share a room. And last year I was by myself in Riverhead. It was, you know, by myself in a studio, and then they changed the rules a year later. So it's quite difficult. The government is not a nice government. You know that, right?
Yeah. What town are you in?
It's right after Riverhead. It's really not a good. There's nothing around here. Wading River. Do you know where that is?
Oh, you're out east, yeah.
But this pumpkin picking and apple picking is. There's no 7-Eleven. There's nothing. It's a nightmare.
I have a question for you. How far are you from where you used to live?
Well, it's not far from Riverhead.
Oh, all right.
But the lady on the scat bus yesterday, you're going to faint. Do you want to hear this? They put convicts in Riverhead now, the hotel in Riverhead.
Wow.
He heard it. When he left the shelter, he told me on the bus, you know who they put in there? He said, because I saw it and I heard it. They put guys that just came out of jail go in there. Did you ever in your life hear such a craziness? So where do you think they put the convicts when they serve 10 years? Where do you think they put them? Yes.
I don't know.
In
up the river in Riverhead.
Yeah, so they threw all of us out. They threw all the girls out, and they put the convicts in. What? This is the government.
My.
You should write a letter. So I called Zeldin, the senator, and he gave me Senator Monica and Chucky, and they did nothing. They said, yeah, we'll write a letter, and who knows if they did. But that's where
the
convicts are
in there. That's terrible, sweetheart.
When they come out of jail, they have no lives, no jobs. So where do you think they put them? The hotels are not doing well, correct? Because of the corona. So they put the convicts.
Do you have your door locked, sweetheart?
I swear on your beautiful dog in heaven, Windsong. I just met this lady on the bus yesterday, and she was there. She said, I had to leave because those guys were coming in. I heard it and I seen it. So it's real. So everybody, write a letter to your congressman and say if you like that idea. Because now they're on the loose. They got the bracelets around their ankles, so they're monitored everywhere they go. And so where do you think they're going to put them when they get out of jail? Just think about it. Where? There is nowhere for them to go. Correct?
Not in a hotel.
Right.
Honestly.
So you write a letter. Do you think we're safe with these guys in Riverhead?
Doesn't sound safe to me.
It doesn't sound safe to me, and I think that all the
deceivers
should be taken out of there, honestly.
Right.
How many disabled people are in that hotel and all the other hotels, I should add?
Listen, it's the truth. I'm gonna talk to the Army base in Selden, and I'm going to tell them about that because we're in jeopardy now. We didn't know where they put convicts. Did you know this or not?
No.
No, I didn't know it.
Honestly, no. We didn't know that. Speak with
can you write a letter to somebody?
Yeah, we'll see what we can do.
Who's putting them in there, Carolyn?
I don't know all the information. The lady was on my bus and was telling me. She just started talking about anything and everything, and that's just scary, really, because they're on the loose now. Now that these men are getting real, they're on the loose. You know what I mean?
Now, wait a second. There's actually apartments up there, or they're just on the roof now, in tents or something?
All I know is that it's in Riverhead. I can't tell you the name over the air. Maybe I could tell you on your private line, 224-6050. Is that right? Mr. Perino,
no,
what's your private
name?
224-3090 is the inner site number.
39. Yes. Can you speak your piece about that? Because truly, I think the world is not safe anymore since I heard this news yesterday. So perhaps you could do something about it.
We will definitely try.
Well, we got to find out who's putting them in there.
Exactly. The police are putting them in there, and basically, it's going to be interesting.
The government. It's called Department of Social Services. Now, if they have no jobs, who's paying for them to live there? It's the working class
people. Department of Social Services, I'd say.
I don't know. You have to look into that. But it's all studios. It's very small in there, and you have to look into it.
I'll make a call tomorrow to a deputy commissioner and try to find out.
Do you want to know the name of the shelter over the air, or am I going to get in trouble?
No, no, don't. You don't need the name. I'll find out.
Yeah.
Oh.
He'll call you. You call him, whatever the case may be.
I'll put you on your private line and tell you the name of the place.
All right. Call the Inner Sight number.
All right. Bye. God bless you.
Bye-bye. Right. Take care.
All right. Inner Sight.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Matter Glad Monday at 213-816-1650. Anything you're mad about or glad about, you can tell it right here,
by the way.
And we'll put it around the world. All right. Have we got any other callers?
We have Maureen.
All right. Let's take before we take the call, let me just remind everyone, television Thursday night, 7:30, Channel 20, new time. And then Manhattan Neighborhood Network, Wednesday night, 1997, 11 o'clock. That goes on the Spirit Channel, on Channel 3. So that's the Inner Sight schedule, and we hope to be back in the studio soon.
Yeah.
All right, lining up some guests, by the way. I lined up a guest today when we get the studio. She's a holistic doctor.
Ooh.
So we'll be...
I might come in.
Looking forward to that, and the couple other people who emailed us who want to come on the show. So we're gonna look forward to.
Can I be the guinea pig for the day?
A hot time on the new show. All right, Inner Sight. Let's take the call from Maureen.
Okay, hold on.
Right here, live. Man of Glad Monday.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Oh, can you hear me? I don't know. My phone sounds a little louder than usual. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got
okay.
You.
I can hear you, yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Did Caroline mention Monica, Senator Monica? Did you mention her?
Yeah, Martinez, right?
But, Morales, I think. Is it something like that? Yeah, she's the one who's done away with the cash... for bail thing, I think. I've heard the ads on.
Oh,
like so they're just letting the prisoners.
Oh, like bail reform?
She's running for re-election.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, okay.
But the ads have been on. Is it Martinez or what is it? Morales? What is her name? I've heard the ads on a lot. She's the one that's done away with the cash for bail thing, so the prisoners, you know. So that's probably why they're being put places. You know,
whole
this is ridiculous, really. Huh?
And but yet
you know,
our nursing
just...
home mothers and fathers are still, and even disabled people are still in.
I know
nursing homes. This
well,
is like
you know,
ridiculous.
It is. You know, we can't. There are three people in my mom's nursing home. One on her unit, of course, who have it. This person was tested in April and had it, and now it's come back again. So, you know, I'm so sick and tired. I have such a little bit of disability to try to get my mom out of her place so that we can live in a little peace before this deadly virus takes her life or anything. She's 85.
Mm-hmm.
And to think that they care more about prisoners and people who have psychological issues that are roaming the streets attacking people, they have more concern about them. And certain people can protest, but we without masks or without social distancing. Like there was a big anti-Trump rally with women the other day that most of them didn't have masks. How dare they, really and truly? And if I hear Thursday night, because, of course, it's another Democrat who's going to be doing the debate, if I hear anyone badger our president again like the past, that Savannah Guthrie the other night, who I used the term badgered, it was badgered. You would never be able to talk to Biden like that. It was just disgusting, truly disgusting.
And when is the debate,
I'm
Maureen?
I'm sorry?
I think another...
Maureen, when is the debate?
Yes. Thursday night. Thursday.
Thursday night what?
And
at 9 o'clock?
Each time there has been a Democrat. Chris Wallace was the one. Scully was going to be the one who was a Biden intern. And now this one's another Democrat. This is fair. And the way they just go after him on the news, I mean, it's just disgusting, truly.
There
I mean,
should be an impartial.
Okay.
I'm going to keep saying it, impartial.
Mm-hmm.
There should not be with any, you know, either way.
No.
I hate to say
That's
it.
Right.
It should be impartial, period.
They
used
should
to
have
be
one
years
to
ago. What happened? Yeah.
They should
well,
have
no,
one
not
of
even
each
that.
Because he's going to be debating Biden and the media again, truly. It's going to be a free-for-all with them attacking him again. And I called the other day, I called the city council person here because I want it mandated that every nursing home resident have their own landline phone, especially in a crisis like this. We could get to talk to each other if we can't see each other again. But so he was supposed to get in touch with the dearest one up in Albany. So I'm going to call again midweek and see what comes of that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he should. He should.
Yeah.
He should.
Nursing homes
and
get
enough
money.
And you know what? If that doesn't happen, I
would
definitely
be a glad
go on with you.
Right now.
Yeah, that would be a glad.
I mean,
I would go on a suit with you if that doesn't happen. We should be able to communicate, period.
That's
always.
Right. I mean, we can't see each other for who knows how long. And this was these are three patients that have it this time. Nobody brought it in from the outside. This time it's three patients who have it.
Oh, I have a feeling.
So
I
this thing is never
going to
be resolved for a while.
I'm just going to hint at what probably brought it in, probably the staff. Did I say that?
No, I was told it was patients, but I don't know. Who knows? I finally
well,
got somebody because the other
at that
day,
point?
You know.
Where did they, where did they get it from?
Stop
how
interrupting
it
her.
Where did they get it from? Frank, that's...
Well, this person I was told, I guess it's the one on my mom's unit, tested positive in April, like my mom.
Right.
And they thought, you know, I guess they thought it was God, but the virus still must have been in them. It mustn't have died off totally, you know, because they really don't know about this virus, what's going to happen. They really don't. First they said, oh, if you had it, you won't get it again, but they have no idea.
No, they don't.
They really don't. But, I mean, now here it is. They hope to open again on either the 30th or the 31st. She said this has happened before, but I'm worried about my mom, truly. This has been a totally wasted year, a year of hell, this has been. There's no other way to describe it. And those masks, you're right, Frank, the masks are abominable, truly abominable. People can't breathe.
That's an
understatement. We weren't born to have cloth over our face, you know? And now they're saying, oh, it might be even worse to wear them. So, you know, there was
who
a doctor on today. He's only got one lung. He said he never wears his. And my mom's nursing home,
can't.
He can't even open a window to let fresh air in. It's bolted shut.
Right.
So, you know, I just
would
like
what?
To try to get...
You know what bothers me about that, too? You can't even let out the virus if you wanted to. There should be a mandate at that nursing home that you should be able to open the damn window.
Well, I'm going to find out if that's legal to have a window that can't be opened that's bolted shut. Because in the other two nursing homes... It did open like maybe 4 to 6 inches, and then it stopped, you know? But this you can't.
Well, how can somebody
slither
out of
that? I think that's against
that.
The law.
Yeah. Probably.
I think that's totally against the law. I really
how
do
they get out in
you
the fire
be able
emergency?
To... I'm sorry? Yeah, you should be able
if there's
to let
in
air.
A fire emergency. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is crazy, truly. I got to get her out. We happen to live in a blue state, so... Everything's expensive, and you get nothing for it but aggravation. You know? I mean, I'm looking everywhere. We're thinking of going back to Staten Island, but the rents, I mean, it's crazy. The house my mom and I used to rent on 77th Street in Middle Village, as of 8 years ago, it was $2,400. It now rents for $4,500 a month.
Yeah. Wow.
Why do rents have to go up so much?
Maureen,
yes,
what happened with the place that you told me about that was close by to you? What's the rent at that place? Do you know?
Oh, yeah. The man wasn't in to ask him, so he wasn't in today. So I didn't get to
ask
him.
So you don't know what
the
rent is.
So I'm going to call again tomorrow. No, but my friend looked it up, and she said some of them say co-op. Some of these buildings say rent, and some of them say to buy. So I don't know. And you should see the prices of those. These are in apartment buildings. $400,000.
Yeah, cool.
The house next to us on 77th Street. Yeah, the house next to us on 77th Street where we used to rent, and now it's $4,500. $1 million+.
Yeah.
They're row houses, for God's sake.
Yeah, I know.
You know? This is crazy. Crazy rents. Hmm? It's just greed. Greed is all it is. Absolute greed.
Yeah. Yeah. And
you
there's
know?
A pandemic. Doesn't there's... anybody realize that people are moving out of New York? A lot. You know?
I know. I know.
Yeah.
So tomorrow I have to call him again. But my friend looked it up on the computer because, of course, I don't have one. And she said it looks like a nice building, but she said it says co-op. So I don't know. I have to.
Well, some are probably co-op and some are probably rental of the co-op, you know. That is
probably
you could benefit from. That you might be able to get, I don't know, that's something you might want to look into.
What, co-op?
No, rental of the co-op.
Oh. I mean, if it's an apartment, you know, that would be fine. But it's just, I get up every morning, I go to bed every night, I get up every morning, and it's the same thing, just trying to find a little peace and happiness. We've been together all this time, and now this happens, and it's like a whole year of hell, truly, truly, a whole
year of hell, but you know what, I don't want you to give up, please don't. You know what, you got, you know, you've got us, you've got, you know, us to help you, and I'll be here for you, you know that. I'll always be here for you.
I know
I've had a hard time too, but you know what? We've got to all stick together, and we're here. We're all here for you.
I know. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
And vice versa too. The same goes here too.
You know, some of the times I get so frustrated. And I'm sorry for the French words that I use.
That's all right. I use them myself.
But, you know.
Believe me.
But,
I've said every
yeah.
one of them myself.
But
you can't
yeah.
help it. I mean, you really can.
Yeah. No, you can't.
It's been torturous. Torturous.
Yeah, it has been a really interesting year. It has been.
Yeah, keep your chin up.
Word.
You know, and keep looking. We're going to make it happen.
My friend told me in Pennsylvania for an entire house to rent $800, and you get the yard and everything, too. $800. What are we paying all
That's
this money for?
Where is that?
Crap place we live.
Pennsylvania.
What part?
I don't know. She didn't say. I'll have to ask.
Frank's thinking.
She said her friends.
Find out about that. Would you guys move to Pennsylvania?
Well, I mean, I would, but I don't know if she'd be able to withstand the trip, you know?
That might not be a bad thing. You know what?
Well, you'd have to find out about it.
Go there. We could probably fundraise the ambulance money. That's not a bad thing. An ambulance does go
No, but I mean, it would take a while, because even when she was going from one nursing home to the other, she's going, are we almost there? So I don't know if she'd be able to take like a...
No, you
got to
give her like
trip.
A relax, like something like a, you know, like those, the holistic relaxants, you know, she'll relax the whole time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nothing, you know, major, you know, she probably can't handle it, but something like, you know, lavender, you know what I'm talking about? Like something.
I know.
Maureen, find out about
because,
that, about that house. It might be good for you and your mom.
Yeah, it
I
might
know.
Be.
You know, I would love to. Although that's a blue state too. My friend said that's blue. I was looking
for
red.
It doesn't matter
blue,
what it is.
Blue used to be
cheaper for you.
Huh? What? Mm-hmm. What's
it
saying?
It doesn't matter as long as it's a lot cheaper for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
And
let me know where it is, because we have an ally in Pennsylvania.
She said there's a lot of COVID there, but I don't know.
You have to also find out what the home care is, too. You have to find out the home care. You have to find out the home care. You have to find out how it is there, what, you know, things are, and what the, you know, the most important thing for you is the home care. You got to find out how it's set up there, and that's all. That's the most important thing. And then after that, everything can be worked out. Seriously.
I know.
You know?
I know, just even trying the home care here, you know, I tried different places. They tell me what I have to do, you know, but I have to just find the place to live. That's the first step, you know. That's the hardest step, you know.
It is.
Well,
but
check,
you know,
into
why?
That. It
it's
might be good for you and your mom. Let me know where it is, what town it's in, all right?
You have to find one. Right, exactly.
I'll ask her. And our dog our dog ate people food and lived till 17, and my aunt's too.
It depends on what
people food,
like I said. It also depends on the people food, too. It depends on the people food. My two dogs had kidney stones, and they were not quite eating the right foods. They were eating fatty foods and not good, from what I hear.
Well, it's, that's what I said. Depend on the dog, too. You know what conditions they have, you know.
It wasn't good. Yeah, it wasn't good for their breed. They needed to be eating more healthy foods. So, basically, it was done bad. When we found out, then it was a little too late, you know, and then they both, unfortunately, were...
Yeah, well,
they
depends on the dog, you know.
I got to say, for they lived to their... breed's age, but I'm the type of person, I always love to make my dogs live older, I hate to say, you know, and still healthy, you know, and that's just the way I've been, and all my dogs have lived beyond, you know, and healthy, and
well,
still had a skip in their step, you know?
You so, gotta, you know, make sure the dogs' health conditions they have or anything, too, you know, so that,
You know, not in pain or anything, or still able to move around. That's the most important things you got to make sure that a dog is able to do. You know.
We're gonna move on with the rest of the show, Maureen. But find out about that.
Okay.
And let me know what's going on.
I'll
all right.
Ask her.
In a
I'll
sight.
Ask her. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Take care.
Thanks,
Maureen. Bye bye.
And
take care.
Bye bye.
At 213-816-1650. Oh, we only got 96. All right. The number got cut off. 213-816-1650. But we have only a little over a minute left. Anyway, tomorrow night open mic. And the solution, by the way, to the housing situation, Inner Sight has it. If the politicians would only step up and help us do it. We'll talk about that more tomorrow night in the open mic. All right, I want to thank all our listeners. We made over 99,000. All right, we're headed to 100,000.
Yeah, you like that?
And Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
I'm trying to get the petition up quick.
All of our listeners, check out the. Don't forget to sign our petition, change.org. Guide Dog Month, and Make a Difference, License the Schools, and read about
1,150-something, but I'm trying to, hopefully, before we get off the show, I'll be able to give you a quick number.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
I said that the petition was 76,150-something, but I want to take a quick look at it before we get off the air, if I can.
Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner
Good night,
Sight.
Everyone.